Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 27th of May 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whisky. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations on 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7 TPE, and yes, you heard correctly, 80 metres has moved to 3.67 MHz. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, on 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH, and on 28.525 we're looking for a volunteer, and on DMR channel 3807, which is 438.525, 433.525 by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. And inwards, QSL Bureau News. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau is published in the email version of this broadcast. If your call sign is listed, then please contact Herman to advise him whether you want your cards or not, and that is via email to vk7bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. If you do want your cards, then please let Herman know and he can make arrangements for delivery. Any cards held after the Myena Hamfest, for which no delivery arrangements have been made, will actually be destroyed. So please send Herman an email advising him what to do with your cards. If you want them mailed regularly, then please send him some postage stamps or large self-addressed stamped envelopes. While he does deliver cards on an opportunity basis, if you want him to mail them, then it will be at your cost. WIA members are entitled to have one free mail out per year, and mail out arrangements for those who have contacted Herman will continue. I look forward to hearing from you, and that's 73 is from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news, WIA National. The board of the WIA have held their first meeting with the newly elected board members, and the WIA board for 2018-19 consists of Justin Giles Clark, VK7TW, continuing, Peter Clee, VK8ZZ, continuing, Marcus Berglund, VK5WTF, continuing, Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, continuing, and Brian Clark, VK2GCE, re-elected, and Aidan Mountford, VK4APM, newly elected. They met to elect a president and vice president for the forthcoming year, and Justin Giles Clark, VK7TW, has been elected as president, and Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, has been elected as vice president. They will hold these positions until the next AGM, which is to be held in Sydney in May 2019, and that was sourced from the WIA website. And local news. In last week's news, it was mentioned in the Rhys Notes appreciation for the outstanding contribution that Joe, VK7JG, has made to the Tasmanian Repeater Network. Dick, VK7DIK, adds to that with the following. The Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club presented Joe, VK7JG, his life membership certificate on the 9th of January in 2016. This was in recognition for the donated equipment, hours of work and help Joe gave the club. This truly is a man who worked for bettering amateur radio for all amateurs. And event news, the VK7 Hamfest will be held at the Myena Community Centre on Saturday the 17th of November this year. Background plans are in progress and there will be more information to come. If you wish to discuss the event, Danny can be reached at email vk7freq@gmail.com, and she looks forward to seeing you there. And that's 73 from Danny, VK7FREQ. And we move to news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group Club General Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is scheduled for Saturday the 2nd of June 2018. Yes, that's next Saturday. Members and visitors should note the new venue for club meetings. It is the Leven District Scout Headquarters at 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. This is the northern end of Alexander Road, not far from the beach. A Google map with directions to the location can be found on the club website. The club would like to thank the District Leven Scout Association for making their facility available free of charge to conduct club meetings in appreciation for the club's assistance with the Scouts in helping them with their many endeavours within Scouting. Activities for the meeting will be a continuation of the sale of surplus goodies and some possible freebies. You will need to attend to see what's available. And club name tags. The long-awaited name tags for members are almost complete. Members will need to attend meetings to pick up. So, what better reason do you need to attend a meeting? And updates to the club webpage. The club's webpage has been updated to reflect the new meeting venue with a location map, etc. Other additions are updates to the weekly broadcast files, with the club's news and VK7 regional news files now archived. Links to the archived video broadcast files produced by VK7AX can also be found on the page. 73 until next time from Tony VK7AX, the news officer of NWTR and TVG, and the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Here it is, another Friday. I cannot believe how fast the week has gone. And once again, here we are, busy preparing the weekly news segment. This is my last news update from the mainland as we head back to Tasmania on the Spirit on Wednesday night. Next week, we will provide you with a rundown of how the NTARC safety communications team fared at La Brenna yesterday, providing safety communications for the Northeast Equine Endurance Club. I will now hand over to President Idris, VK7ZIR, to give you a report on NTARC happenings over the past week. The Working Bee, Saturday the 19th of May 2018. There was a good roll-up of members and visitors and help out on the day. Thanks to Andre, VK7ZAB, Stefan, VK7ZSB, Idris, VK7ZIR, Bernie, VK7BR, Tony, VK7YBG, Brian, VK7KWB, Stuart, VK7FEAT, Trevor, VK7TB, Brendan, VK7VIP, Peter, VK7KPC, Norm, VK7KTN, Kerry, VK7FKEK, Simon, VK7FSRM, Kevin, VK7KJL, Roz, K, Lorraine, and Tabitha. A number of jobs were carried out. They included the Hustler 5-band HF antenna tuning with Trevor's V&A. Andrew Stewart and Bernie were up on the roof making adjustments according to Trevor's measurements. The guy wires to the Hustler antenna were retensioned by FEAT after the tuning was complete. Peter and Norm started cataloguing the through-hole components collection. All the resistors are now catalogued, all 240,000 of them. Simon and Kevin ran Cat5 cables from the NBN equipment to the radio room and computer desks. And Idris terminated the cable to feed the training room to the X200 antenna. Tony, VK7YBG and Harmonic Tabitha repaired steel window grills, and Tony also installed the X200 antenna on the roof. He followed this up with tests on the new antenna and cable, and all checked out okay. Brendan and Brian installed new door furniture on the electronic workshop and other doors and hung a new door on the NBN room. Whilst all this was happening, our lady members were busy with Lorraine planting two new grevilleas donated by Norman Lorraine and pruned other plants in the garden. Lorraine then followed this up by cooking barbecue sausages for lunch. Afternoon tea was provided by Roz, Lorraine and Kay. Nobody went hungry. Roz cleaned the kitchen cupboards and supervised the blocking of the hole in the cupboard. Hopefully there will be no more hungry visitors. Hi, hi. Other window grills were removed and the windows cleaned. Measurements were taken for the new window due to rotting out window frames. Sorry, Yvonne, no French windows yet. Thanks, Idris, for the update. Great to see so many assisting and getting our club rooms up to par. I must say I'm disappointed that no French windows have bobbed up in the top of the priority pile, but maybe one day. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Back now to Idris for a further update regarding the Technical Night and Wednesday Tech Night, 23rd of May. Another great attendance, considering the weather was not the greatest. Idris VK7ZIR set up a 23-centimetre log periodic antenna with a tripod outside and made a 1296.1 MHz contact across town to PD on FM and SSB. The repeater in the radio room was connected to the new X200 antenna, erected during the recent working bee, switched on and configured and tested okay. This can now be used for anyone who wants to find out about repeaters. New call signs just allocated this week. Peter Sulzberger, who was VK7FPWS, is now advanced VK7SP. John Deegan is now VK7FJFD. And James McCowie is VK7FJAM. Congratulations to all. And a repeater update. The following is courtesy of our repeater officer, Tony, VK7YBG, who advises the following. On Friday the 18th of May, Mark, VK7FMWT, and myself made a trip up to Mount Arthur to reinstall the VK7RJG 70cm cavities, plus complete few miscellaneous jobs. It was a good trip with excellent weather, and once we arrived at the site, we fitted the cavities and Peter, VK7PLR, tested the repeater from his home QTH. It worked better than expected, thanks to David, VK7JD, and all the hard work tuning up on the cavities. The VK7RJG 70cm modifications are now complete. Mark found that one of the guy ropes on the temporary mast had frayed and separated. He promptly had it tied off to a new anchor point and secured again. The remaining cables for the RAA 6m repeater cavities have been brought down to make the rest of the set. Once completed, we will take them back up and swap antennas onto the remote mount, and that will then be all repeaters back online. There were a few things to do, but nothing too exciting RF-wise, and after a quick check, we locked up and headed back to down the mountain. So, we can further advise that RAA's 6m setup is in progress. VK7REC, the 2RJG 70cm link frequencies change for Snow Hill site will proceed once I have organised the software and the gear for the trip. I will send an email out to those on the repeater group when all is ready. Regards, Tony, VK7YBG, the NTARC Northern Repeater Officer. Thanks, Tony, for that update. Handy having Mark on hand to bring his Navy training to bear on the mountain. Coming events. Technical sessions, Wednesday the 30th of May, from 7:30pm to 10:30pm, Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. And a reminder that the club has taken delivery of very extensive donation of through-hole componentry, including 240,000 resistors, along with capacitors of all types and sizes. If you're looking for some components for that up-and-coming project, then why not drop in to a coffee morning and make your requirements known? June General Meeting. This will be an evening meeting and will be held on Wednesday the 13th of June. Meeting to commence at 9:30 hours, 7:30pm, followed by a show and tell. So give it some thought between now and then and bring something along to share and talk about with others. Supper will of course follow on. The fire will be lit as usual in the main hall. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally run every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until noon or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Not sure if we have any cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in on Monday or Friday and see if there are any waiting for you. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us in these sessions, enjoying the company, cake and coffee, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Finally, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelieu on Friday the 1st of June for a big catch-up. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me, that's Yvonne, following addresses, ypmaxwell, or one word, at bigpond.com, or ntark.emails@gmail.com, and that's 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And we move to Southern News, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated. And the repeater update. Well, there are some exciting times ahead. In the very near future, Rhys will be going live with a Yaesu DR1 repeater. And the Yaesu DR1 is a digital conventional FM dual mode repeater that covers the VHF and UHF amateur radio bands. It was developed for use with System Fusion. Replacing your conventional FM repeater with the DR1 will provide continued use of the conventional FM communications while integrating the use of digital communications functionality through its unique AMS capability. The repeater will be on the 70-centimetre band, and more to come on this in the coming weeks. Also of note is the RAD 2-metre repeater that has been lovingly cared for by Dave for quite a number of years and will be put out to pastures with a Spectra MX 800 repeater to be commissioned to take its place. Many thanks to Dave Marsland and his helpers for keeping this alive for an incredibly long time. The DMR radio bulk purchase, with the imminent installation of a DR1 repeater and the strong following of the digital modes around VK, Reist is looking at doing a bulk purchase of DMR radios, which will attract a cheaper cost than individual purchase, with the savings passed on to its members. Interested? Then let us know so we can gauge what type of quantity we would be looking at, which in turn will result in a cheaper price per unit if we place a large order. And fundraisers and boot sales. In the very near future, the Reist Committee will be looking at some fundraising through various means like boot sales, silent auctions, etc. And this will help fund many projects that Reist wishes to undertake to upgrade many facets of the club. More to come on this in up and coming weeks, but if you have a rummage around your unneeded items that would have a monetary value that you no longer need and desire, donate to the club for resale or repurposing. Please let us know. We will be more than happy to relieve you of your items. And that's 73s from Tony, VK7VKT, the Secretary of Reist. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And the Experimenters' Nights. Well, last Wednesday night saw Julia, who is one member of Systems Acousmatica, bring along some vintage AWA mobile radios, an interesting modified phone extension device, very retro. Julia is thinking of using these for a future performance. Thanks, Julia. There is a great picture on the Facebook events page of this these items. Justin VK7TW finally has his YIG microwave oscillator working after some wiring corrections. Larry VK7WLH and Sean VK7FAZE were sorting out equipment and the clubhouse readying for the boot sale and general tidy-up. And Ron brought along some yummy fruit slice that he made. Thanks, Ron. There were some obligatory cat videos from the internet, well, not really, and we had the Australia-wide stargazing challenge on the big screen. We walked outside and Alan VK7KAJ pointed out four planets with the naked eye. We quickly clothed the eye and took it back inside, hi-hi. This week, the last round to it project night for May, so bring along that project, show and tell or interesting item. See you in the Queen's Domain Clubroom, 7:30 p.m. next Wednesday, the 30th of May, and that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. And technical item, Satellites' Role in Remote Communications by Jonathan Nelly. The federal government is taking a careful and vigilant approach to reform of a universal service obligation in rural and remote areas. Speaking at the Australasian Satellite Forum 2018 this week, the Minister for Regional Communications, Bridget McKenzie, outlined her thoughts about the provision of communication services to rural and remote areas. The Minister said that some 98% of SkyMaster installations are now complete within contractual timeframes, with the average wait to connect at 9 calendar days. She also mentioned that in October last year, NBN Co increased data allowances by using spectrum more efficiently, which increased the overall capacity of the satellites. NBN Co doubled the maximum wholesale data limit for its satellite services and increased average peak data downloads by 50%, the minister said. This additional bandwidth has enabled retailers to significantly increase the data caps on SkyMaster plans. A quick market scan shows retailers passed on additional data and minimum cost to the consumer. In addition, Optus is installing 49 satellite small cell base stations across remote and very remote Australia. To date, 32 of the 49 small cell base stations have already been installed, and they are seeing strong traffic, the minister said. She also encouraged industry members to become involved in the Regional Telecommunications Review. This is a statutory review which was due by the end of the year, but due to the rate of the rollout, the significant investment we have made, I have brought forward to the first half of this year, she said. I, as Minister for Regional Communications, need to understand the change in landscape, and I also need to understand what's next for the government investment. I don't think it's going to look like it has in the past. The Minister also spoke about the Universal Service Obligation, or USO, saying that it's my firm belief that the USO is no longer fit for purpose in 21st century Australia. Last year, the Productivity Commission concluded the USO was anachronistic and costly, and recommended it be wound back following completion of the NBN in 2020, she said. USO reform is complex, and a large body of work is underway within government to find reasonable, cost-effective alternatives. The minister said that as a first step, the federal government was announcing its intention to develop a new universal service guarantee that better reflects how the marketplace has changed and is adaptable to future evolution. Under a new guarantee, 100% of Australian premises will have access to voice and next generation broadband services. This includes regional, rural and remote, she said. Many people in rural, regional and remote Australia are open to technological change but need to be assured that new options will still deliver reliable and affordable voice services, the minister said. The minister said that satellite technology may appear to be the obvious solution to bridge the voice divide, but current thinking suggests it is not fully viable due to the latency and reliability during rainy weather. So there is something to work on the front end. This meant, she said, that for the time being, SkyMaster cannot be seen as a platform for voice delivery under the new guarantee. She added, however, that if satellite technology is not the immediate solution, it may well prove to be an answer for tomorrow. We are still keen to hear more from the satellite sector, including any developments that they are able to overcome the challenges of providing affordable and reliable voice services in remote locations, the minister said. We are aiming at the new universal service guarantee in place for the completion of the NBN in 2020. So now it is the time to have those conversations. And that is sourced from the Critical Comms Web eZine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sota Group. Monday and Friday coffee sessions at 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, and technical sessions at Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. REST Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the experimenters nights at 7:30. reached the microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 FM. And events into NWTR and TVG General Meeting the Saturday the 2nd of June 2018 and NTARC General Meeting Wednesday the 13th of June commencing at 9:30 PM. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at website www.res.net.au. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, the newsreader VK7TW, repeaters Reist NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7FB, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres VK7JGD and 10 metres VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the WIA National News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Regional News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, or one word, at gmail.com. Please note all that this is now the address for news items for the VK7 Regional News. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Regional News, it's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.